Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video about how miscommunication happens and how to avoid it. I don't know if you have this sort of experience or not, but I personally do, and I hate miscommunications. It's a little bit like 言者无心，听者有意. When you say something that you didn't mean it that way, but then the people who hears it, they interpret and it gives it a entirely new meaning that's very different from yours. And I hate it. So this video tells us how to avoid this and how it happens. And today, this is actually one of the tips from the video. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Be aware of your personal perceptual filters. Elements of your experience, including your culture, community, and family, influence how you see the world. Be aware of your personal conceptual filters. Elements of your experience, including your culture, community, and family, influence how you see the world. 首先来看 personal 这一个字。Personal 呢指的是个人的，那它除了单个人，它还有指这个问题非常私人的感觉，就像是如果你问别人说 Hey, so what's your salary at the office? 然后别人就会说 Well, that's a very personal question. 就你问别人说别人的薪水是多少，别人就可能会回答你说哎，那是一个非常私人的问题，叫你 like back off, don't ask about it. 那个再来还有另外一个字呢，跟 personal 长得很像，它叫做 personnel。Personnel, 那它指的是员工的集合名词，就是 personnel. 那我们有时候会说all personnel must leave the office by 6 p.m. tomorrow. 就是公司的所有员工呢，明天六点要准时下班。那还有另外一个也非常像的字叫做 persona。Persona, 它的重音在 SO 的地方呢，它指的就是书中的人物或者是角色，有一点像是 character 的感觉。那这三个不要搞混，拼法也不要拼错。再我们来看 perceptual, perceptual 指的是感知或者是知觉的 perceptual。那它的名词呢，则是 perception。perception 除了感知、察觉，我们一般翻成中文，其实我觉得比较精准的说法呢，其实是洞察力。像是我们可以说 ，He is a man of keen perception， 就他洞察力敏锐。这个字跟 insight 还蛮像的，就是有一种把事情看得很透彻，然后比较敏感的感觉。perception。那它的动词呢，则是 perceive。Perceive 是察觉或者是意识到的，那我们有时候会说nothing is really as you perceive， 就是其实很多事情呢跟我们料想的会不太一样。那跟它长得很像的字呢还有 conceptual， conceptual 指的是概念上的，那它的名词呢就是 conception。Conception， 像是我们可以说 This is only a conception, we still need to put it into practice， 就这只是一个概念而已，我们还是要实际来操作看看。那它的动词呢则是 conceive， conceive， 那这边 C-O-N 的 O 呢只要发短音耳的音 conceive。 那如果在 conceive 前面加上一个 pre， 长得好像有点像 perceive， 可是它是 preconceive。preconceive 就是先构想，其实翻成中文呢就是先入为。像是前几天大概4月19的口说挑战就有讲到这一个字，那它是在讲，它是一个 TED 的影片，那它就有说 and challenge their preconceived notions。这边上来翻好像是挑战了他们先入为主的概念，其实就是抛开过去成见的意思。Challenge your preconceived notions。那回到 perceptual 这一个字，它的中间那个 p 呢，有一个小 pebble， 就是中间那个 p 要发的非常非常非常非常细微。像我们会念 b p m， 可是这个 p 呢，并不是发 p 的音，而是只有 p 的气音而已。Perceptual， 那它其实只有一个小小的顿点，甚至不用把它完全发出来，这样会听起来会比较顺一点，就是 perceptual 或者是 perception。 OK， 那再我们来看 filter。 filter 呢指的是过滤器啊、滤网啊，或者是滤纸那种都可以叫做是 filter， 或者是饮水机的滤芯也可以叫做是 filter。 那很多人在用 Instagram， 有些人会换滤镜，就是要调照片的颜色呢，那个也叫做 filter。 那它当动词本身呢就是指过滤的意思，像是 You have to filter through all these documents， 你必须过滤一下这些文件。再来我们来看 element。 element 呢本身是指元素的意思，那就像我们之前学化学的时候都有学过什么元素周期表，那个元素周期表英文呢叫做 periodic table of element， 就是元素周期表的意思，什么氢、锂、钠、钾、如铯法，对不对？ 之类的，我不是黎族的人。Anyways， 那还有一个跟他很像的字，我们都学过，就是 elementary。Elementary 呢指的是基本的，我们都学过。When I studied in elementary school， 我念小学的时候，那 elementary 呢其实就是指基础的 ，elementary school 就是指基础教育。最后我们来看 influence。Influence 的重音在前面，它的 UE 的 E 则发短音 ，E 的音 influence。Influence， 它指的是影响的，像是说 He has influenced me in all my decisions， 他对我所做的决定举足轻重。那如果要讲一个人很 influential 呢，它指的是有影响力的。那它还有另外一层意思，就是说如果一个人在社会上是 very influential 的话呢，其实就是指他有权有势的意思啦。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. 那我等一下念完这个句子的时候，我会接着它影片的下两句话，因为我觉得那两句话讲得非常棒。Okay, so let's take a look. Be aware of your personal perceptual filters. Elements of your experience, including culture, community, and family, influence how you see the world. Say, this is how I see the problem, but how do you see it? Don't assume that your perception is the objective truth.That'll help you work towards sharing a dialogue with others to reach a common understanding together. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Hope you guys enjoy it.